Now that's a lot to take in during a week. Man, I'm just overflowing, filled with all that's been poured into us this week at prayer conference. But I will tell you, the Lord just has spoken to my spirit that there is in our hearts today, in our spirits today, where do we go from here? What is to be our attitude? What is to be our position? How are we to posture ourselves in the times that are significant in these last days? And the title of my message this morning and the word I believe God has given to me for this house, if God does not. Now that sounds a little bit, maybe a strange title to you, if God does not. But I want to navigate. I want to navigate through this, and I want you to be encouraged today. This scripture or this title is not to be negative, but it's for us to reflect and look at ourselves and where we are, and how we face things, how we've gone through things, and what are we going to do, and what kind of faith are we going to have for the future? In Job 23:1-9. Well, can we stand for the reading of God's word? I know it's probably going to be up here. I know that it will be. But I feel like we need to honor it. Then we're going to pray. Then Job answered and said, "Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him." I want us to pray this morning. Father, we love you. And this word is to bring strength. Lord God, it is for us to receive that we might, Lord God, be empowered by the Holy Spirit, that through your word, we know that we are not finished. This is not the end. There is more to the story. God, there is more to come. God, you are pouring into us. For it is significant that we understand we are here for this time. And God, you have something that you have poured into us and prepared us for. It is for our destiny. It is for our mission. And it is for our purpose. And we ask that you anoint us and strengthen us to hear your word and be empowered by it today. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And everybody said amen and amen. You may be seated. I'm going to speak to people who think God is hidden. From your desire and your distress, there are things that you could probably talk about. You could talk about your story today and the things that have happened to you during this season that is behind us. Can I say it is behind us? Can everybody with me say that right now? It is behind us. But as we reflect on it, we know that we have questions. When we go through something, like Job was going through this time of testing, he was really seeking after God, and in his mind, he couldn't find him. He had resolved to the fact that God is sovereign. He was not going to question God, although that's what was in his spirit. And don't we have questions today? You know, if we really are honest, we can say today that there have been things that we have gone through that we don't understand. We don't really know the purpose of it. We really have had those questions in our heart. We need to understand that God has given us faith to hold on. It is easy when the curtain has been pulled back and we see that God is doing and there is nothing hidden. But when things are hidden and we don't see God working, though he's working, you know, we know he's working. He's making a way. He's preparing the way. We don't see it. So in our flesh, in our finite mind, we question. And so this morning, that's where we might be today. I've been there. Our faith, our faith fights its hardest when we can't see what God is doing. Job was in the greatest struggle. It afflicted him in his present life, the present place, or that life at that present time. And but his faith, you see, he had a past, it was blessed, and his present was struggling, and it was hard. But you know what? That's not the whole story. God was doing some things and preparing some things for him, even though he was going through the greatest test of his life. Faith helped him to hold on. We can really struggle with our faith. Our faith fights for us. And our faith fights for us to hold on. It is then that faith has its greatest opportunity. You see, we can talk about how that in Job 2, 9 and 10, then said his wife unto him, "Do you still retain your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said unto her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. What shall we receive good of the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" And all this did not Job sin with his lips. Your present circumstances are temporary. They are not permanent. Your position is about to change. You need to prepare yourself for what is ahead, what God is up to. You need to get ready to receive what God has for you. You might question it. You might not have understanding. But let me just tell you something. We all have gone through things that we don't understand. And even like David, when he said in Psalms 40, 2 and 3, "He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." Oh, I'm just going to tell you right now, I feel something in this house today. I feel like we know where we've been. We might have been in a pit. We might have been stuck in the clay. But let me tell you, our God is saying to us today, you might be there and you might not understand, but I'm going to reposition you. I'm pulling you up. I'm bringing you out. I'm going to establish you. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to put you where you need to be. I'm going to change your mind. I'm going to change your attitude. You're going to start singing again. You're going to start praying again. You're going to start praising God again. You're going to start preaching the word again. You're going to let the anointing of the Holy Spirit build the church through you and by the word of the Lord. Somebody ought to give the Lord a praise in the house if you believe what I'm talking about. I've been in that place where I didn't know what to say, what to speak. I questioned things in my ministry through the years. I have questioned things. I have questioned people. And you know, there's ways that we can receive struggle. It can come from people. You know, it and can come from Satan. But don't look for Satan under every rock. Come on. You know, that's not always your trouble. That's true. I'm not going to talk about anybody this morning. I'm just going to say there are certain people you don't need to let speak in your life. You need to separate yourself from them. Pray for them. Come on, somebody. And then some of the problem is you. Why don't you just point to yourself this morning and say, "It's me." And God wants to say to you, "I can change these things. I can change people and I can change you. I want to do something new in you." But when you're in that test, when you're going through that thing, you need to say to yourself with determination, "Come on, come on. I know who my God is. I don't know what's going on, and I don't know why I'm going through what I'm going through, but I know my God. I know who He is, and I know what He's going to do for me, and I'm trusting Him. Isn't that hard to do sometimes? When something happens, you say, why did that have to happen? Some of you say, what did I do to cause that? I just feel like we're living in a day. Amen. Let me tell you something. We're living in a day where we are being bombarded on every side. Amen. When I talk about the three Hebrew children in Daniel 3, 16 through 18, we're going to look here at what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. And I want to say something. He told them, you're going to worship this golden image I have prepared, and when the music sounds, you're going to get on your knees and you're going to bow to this God and worship this God. And I will tell you that they were tested in their life. They were carried captive into Babylon. They had been taken out of their homeland. They had been made to serve another.
Yes.
You need to know these young men were talented. They were above the others that they were engaging with. The king was impressed about how they conducted themselves and how intelligent they were. And he wanted to make them formed into what he desired them to be. They were great, but he wanted them to magnify and lift him up. So they were a key part to say, he says, you're going to do this, and everybody's going to see you do this. Now, this is not in the scripture, but I believe it's in his mind. You're going to do this. As I said, you're going to do this. But let me just tell you, I'm so thankful for people that just say, you know what? I don't understand why I'm going through this, but guess what? I'm not going to bow to you. I'm not going to bow to anybody else. I know who my God is, and he's going to help me to get through this. And what he said, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king.
Yes, sir.
Listen to it. But if not. Now some people say, well, they just left their faith and got negative all of a sudden. No. This speaks to the understanding they had in the sovereignty of God.
Amen.
They trusted God with all of their heart.
Yes.
They knew they were going to go. They were not going to bow. And so they most likely we're going to go into the fiery furnace. But they had made their mind up. You know what the church needs to do today? That we need to make our mind up, believe what we believe, not compromise, not listen to anybody else. If God said it, I'm going to believe it. If God said it, I'm going to preach it. I'm going to do whatever the God I serve says and has for me to do. I believe God has something good in store for the church today. But we got to be determined. Come on, somebody. It doesn't come easy. It doesn't come easy for me. I have an assignment. You have an assignment. Did you know that? God has placed you in this world for a purpose. That's the reason why you're still breathing. Just look to somebody and say, we're still breathing. So that means we have an assignment. Amen. It might be difficult. And so they said, you know, be it not unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Our faith is, listen, our faith is at its greatest when we can't see anything going on in our behalf. That's when our faith is greatest. You know, there are a lot of people that as long as things are going good, oh, they're on fire. They're in the church. They're singing loud. They're in there. And the first sign of trouble, where'd they go? Like an Energizer bunny. Boom. Boom. Come on. We need to get where we need to get and plant ourselves. And say, you know what? We're going to do what we need to do. And we know it might cause us a struggle. We might have to sacrifice. We might have to go through the valley. We might have to go through the storm. But bless God, we're going to stand and we're going to do what God has called us to do. No one. I said, no one knows the future. You don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. But there's something we need to place into our heart. Even though we don't see it, I love that song, Waymaker. Even when you don't know he's working, he's working. I can just see, you know, that's what Job was fighting with. He knew where God was. He worshiped God. He was a righteous man. I mean, he worshiped God. He got in the presence of God. He knew what it felt like when God was near. But let me just say to you right now, we have prayed. We've gone through a season where is God? What is going on? And there were times where, you know, for me, this Facebook Live thing, it scared me to death. I mean, I was fine when the camera wasn't on, but I got to I realized I would get in front of that camera and boy, I started, you know, stammering and looking at myself, make sure my zipper was zipped. I mean, everything. Well, that's a good thing all the time. Can I just tell you that? It is all the time it's good. Be sure you're prepared. But anyway, let me just say to you, sometimes we just really need to realize there are things that are going to happen in our lives we're not prepared for. And that was Facebook Live was that way. Now it's pretty cool. I mean, we're into this thing. We're going to buy new cameras. It's ever with the church. Did you know that now? I mean, if you're afraid of it, you just need to get used to it. You're going to be on camera. There are going to be people that need you, that love you, that'll serve you, pay their tithes to you, and need you to speak to them over Facebook Live, and they will be ministered to, and they will be a part of your church, and we're going to reach them, and we're not going to forget about them, and we're not going to badger them because they're not in church. I'm going to tell you, they're going to be there, and we're going to preach the gospel, and I believe they're going to be saved in their house, delivered in their house, and set free. Hallelujah. This is big. This thing that I'm talking about is bigger than the four walls. God wants us to go out and do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's our assignment. Get ready to go through some things. I heard that. Listen. We might not see our salvation, but it's there. Amen. Our deliverance. We might not see our deliverance, but it's not there. We might not see our miracles, but it's there. John, here's what John, he taught. We are found that the disciples are taught something significant and we need to revisit it. And it's this, John 20, 27 through 31. Then saith he to Thomas, reach here thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither and thy hand and thrust into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through him. I am not about to sit here and tell you this morning that it's going to get easier for you. I'm not going to do that because that's not the truth. We're going to be tested. The fire that the three Hebrew children went into was a test of fire. And when we think about that, you need to know they were determined to go through the test. There are some people that don't want to be tested. They want to be left alone. Come on, even people in the church. I've got people that come to our church and I try to shake their hand and man, they're a speeding bullet. I try to get off the platform to go shake hands with them and boom, they're out the door. And I'm thinking, what did I do? I don't know. I don't know if it's me. I don't know what is going on. You know, I'm trying to find out. No, I'm going to tell you something. When you receive something from God and it challenges you, you got to do something with it. If it tests you and upsets you and maybe gets into read your mail and gets into your life and starts talking to you about things you need to get rid of, let me just tell you right now, that's what church is all about. It's not just for you to come and feel good. Sometimes you need to come to the house of God and be convicted by the Holy Spirit and get rid of some of the junk that you live with and you let come into your life. You need to praise God and say, God, I want to be different. I want to be changed. I want to be tested. I want to go into the fire. I know God. You're going to be with me right there. You're going to strengthen me in my test. You're going to help me in my circumstance. Our faith must be determined, even if we see our answer or not. You know, I love the older songs. I love the new ones too. But there's a song that I feel like it needs to have a comeback. It's a song that comes from Nancy Harmon. A few years ago in a convention, she stood up and sang this new written song. She said, "He didn't bring us this far to leave us. He didn't teach us to swim and let us drown. He didn't build his home in us to move away. He didn't lift us up to let us down." No matter, let me just say this, that this is something we need. This is where the sovereignty of God is. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego believed, no matter what the naysayers say, when you need him, he will be there. He's never late. You don't understand, Brother Springer. I don't know how I'm going to make it through the fire. I don't know how I'm going to make it through this test. Trust in God. You might not understand why you're going in the fire, but I'm going to tell you, my God, he'll be there with you. He'll be there for you. He's not left you nor forsaken you. He will be with you always, even unto the end. He's right there. He's right there through horrible circumstances. Through loss of life, through things we never thought we'd have to go through. He's there. I'm thankful. I'm feeling it. Hallelujah. You know, there's a time when the king says you're going in, made him mad because they said, we're not going to think about this. Oh, king, we're not going to bow to your God. They heated the furnace 7 times hotter. The poor guys that went down there to test it were consumed, burnt to ashes and blew away. But these three Hebrew children that they were going to be tested in a way they did not know they were going to be tested. They were going to have to go through something that was going to, naturally it would have just consumed them. It would have killed them instantly. But God, yeah, we got to go in get in the fire sometimes. It's not easy, but I'm telling you, if you'll trust God, the sovereignty of God, and just believe, even if God does not, I trust him. I trust him. And I'm telling you, they walked into that furnace, and when they did, the Son of the living God, another one, a heavenly being, came into that place and was with them. They were loosed from their bonds, but their clothes did not smell like smoke. They were not burned. They were walking around. I don't know what they were singing. I don't know what they were saying. But I just believe that they were just talking to each other. We didn't bend, we didn't bow. Oh, God is with us. Oh, this fire feels real good. It's a different kind of fire. It's refining me. I feel comfortable in it. I'm going to walk in it. I know my God is with me. I know God is with the church. I know God is with you. And you need to raise your hands right now and praise God, because He's been with you through the fire. He's been with you through these things. Think about this. Faith comforts the dilemma head on. But if God doesn't, then what? You know, there's been the faith movement, I have no problem with it. But I feel like sometimes they have deviated from the truth. There's people that, when you talk about faith, I believe God still does miracles. And guess what? God still does miracles. Yeah. He moves instantly. Yes. He moves tremendously. Yes. I've got friends that we lost. People had faith. They were praying. We've lost general directors. We've lost people that in key positions. I don't understand it. But I'm telling you, it didn't stop us. Nope. The church keeps going forward. Yes. People step in. Yes. The ministry goes forth. We've got to realize this thing is not contingent upon us. Our faith is in God. Whether we're here or we're not, we need to trust God that He is with us and He's going to be with us. But you know what? Not every time are you going to get a miracle. Not every time is it going to work out the way you think it should work out. But that doesn't change God. God is still God. He's still mighty. Hallelujah. We need to understand, but if God does it, then what? For every person who is healed of cancer, there are others who are not. For every person who prospers financially, there are those who do not. From every deliverance from the furnace, there are those who do not. We must confront this with faith and not ignore it. We must, no matter what, accept the sovereignty of God. We know we live in the last days, and the church will be persecuted. We are hated. We are not popular. Come on, somebody. The longer that the Lord tarries, the more pressure that's going to be on us. And we've got to have that kind of faith that says, you know what, I don't know why I'm going through this, but I just believe that I'm not secondhand, I'm not a stepchild. I'm not forgotten by God. God loves me. And He loves me through me enduring this thing that I'm going through. I don't understand it and I don't know why, but I trust my God. If I've got to go through this fire, I'm going to go through this fire. Whatever will bring glory to my God, I'm going to do whatever I got to do. I'm going to fight the fight I've got to fight. I'm going to take the test I got to take. I'm going to do whatever it takes because I know God is working on me. Oh, come on, somebody give the Lord a praise in this house. I'm going to do whatever it takes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I do that, you see the three Hebrew children decreed before the king. If God does not, we will not bow to another God. You've set up before us, and it is not hard for us to make this faith decision. These words did not express doubt. In God, they reveal faith in His sovereignty. Even if God does not rescue them as they believed He would, they would still trust Him. That is faith. When you don't see it, but you're willing to go through it. The highest in the supreme, and He is in His sovereignty, He is the high, He is supreme in power, highest in authority, supersedes all other authority. So many have left this out of their teaching on faith. And so many sincere faith-believing Christians, they have been bewildered because of their test, and God has not answered as they had thought that He might. We are to realize, and I say this again, we're not secondhand citizens. We are children of the Most High. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. Our faith in God and in His sovereignty. He is powerful in his miraculous deliverance, whether it's now or it is later. God is the one that will bring us through. He will be with us. There is not another power of faith in operation today that glorifies God. It is faith that endures. I'm going to tell you right now, it is when we have faith and we don't question God and we just keep going forward and we say, Lord, we know this is a test. It's a test we've never gone through. I'm going to tell you right now, my ministry has never been tested. Our lives have never been tested any more than these last 2 years. But I will tell you, I've never been more determined. I've never felt stronger. I turned 65 Monday. I'm telling you right now, I feel like there's more to do. God has his hand on us. He has his hand on my family. He has his hand on my grandchildren. I'm looking for good things to come. I believe God has something good in store for the church. Would you just give the Lord a praise in this house and say, God, I know you're going to do something mighty and great. You see, Isaiah said in 43:2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be there. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Sometimes it is not for us to escape. It is for us to go through and endure. That's where we are. You know, when you receive the call of God on your life, there are certain things that might be in question. Also, a lot of variables. But really, when it boils down to it, you're called to be a layman in the church. You're called to be dedicated to that church.
Amen.
You're planted in that church.
Yes.
Did you know that? God puts you there for a reason. God wants to use you in that church. I know when I was called, I didn't feel worthy. I mean, I could barely read. I mean, I wasn't a good student in school. I was more about being funny and getting attention and talking to the girls. That was before Jerry. I'll tell everybody, back off. But I did not realize what God had. There was things he was working in me. Some of you don't realize what God has for you. You've gone through some things that really have rocked your world. But I'm going to tell you something right now. God has something good in store for you. God has something good in store for you. I'm talking to somebody right now. I'm telling you, there are good things that God wants to place in your life. And I'm telling you, the only way you're going to get it is when you decide that it's all right to be in the Master's hands. There are things that make us uncomfortable. One of the things that's uncomfortable is when Jeremiah was told to go to the potter's house and look. Are the children of Israel able to be restored? Well, of course, Jeremiah said, well, I know they are, but they're pitiful, Lord. They're worshiping idols. They're forsaking the house of God. They're in bad shape. We've had some things to shake us. And let me just tell you something. Here's what I feel. God just reached down to the church in our most difficult time, and he's the potter. And we're the clay, and he took us, and he started remaking us and remolding us, and he started pulling out the things that did not belong. We can be restored. Yeah, we can come beyond COVID. Yes, we can come beyond this struggle. And he just kept working and fashioning and taking out the things that we do not need to have in our lives. And when he did that, he began to mold, and we're beginning to see new vessels that are going to be on display for the Master's use. I don't know about you, but I know good things are coming for the church, and I'm getting ready for what God is going to do to the church, and he's going to do through me and through you. Well, if somebody believes God's going to do something good through you, would you just praise your Lord and glorify God right now? Just praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. see, Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. And what shall I say more? Or shall I more say? For that the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak, Samson and Jephthah and David, and also Samuel, and of the prophets who thought through faith, subdued kings of us, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire. Oh yeah. Escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. We must see that the heroes that were delivered are side by side with those that were not. Let me just tell you right now, I'm going to stop here. We are going to be victorious and triumphant if we just say to God, I don't know where you're going to put us, where you're going to position us, but we just maintain and declare that we are going to be your church and we're going to be your servants and we're going to let you mold us and make us. We're going to let the Holy Spirit touch us. We're going to surrender our heart. We're going to be sincere about our condition. We're going to talk about everything that's wrong that you can make right. I know, God, you're still working and moving in our lives, and we praise you and glorify you. Right now, in this moment, would you just raise your hand and praise God. Amen. Would our musicians come, please? Our musicians come, please. There's things that as they're coming. 2 Corinthians says it like this: for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Yeah. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding, thank you, an eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not, which are not seen, are eternal. And I close with this. You know what God is saying to us? I've got more. If I got anything this week, let me tell you. I'll be honest with you. After Monday, I thought, Lord, what are you doing? Everything was fine. 75, 80, I can't remember where I was there. Going down 287. Going to church. Getting ready for church. Prayer conference. And all of a sudden, the car quit. And for 5 hours, I sat there and I pondered that. I can just tell you, I was questioning, what is going on? But out of that, and through this week, I have realized that, you know, the thing that resonates within me, and I want it to resonate within you. My brother, you were born, sister, for a time such as this. Everybody in this room, I hope you know that your life matters. That God has something for you. You don't all have to be preachers. You don't all have to be evangelists or pastors or, you know, our teachers. You don't have to be those things. But you are called to serve. You're called to serve in the capacity that this is where God planted you, and this is where God wants to use you, and there's a purpose for your life. You have a purpose in your life. It's not for you to sit still and idle. God wants you to be busy. God wants you to be willing and ready. Because I'm telling you, Jesus is coming back after a church that is not idle, busy about the master's business.
Amen.
What does God want to do through you? What are you willing to let God do through you?
Oh, yes. That's the
word. God help us. I look at my grandkids. I was born in a time when the church was, Pentecostal church was on fire. The church of God was on fire. I saw things that would blow your mind. And I thought, God, it wasn't just for then. I remember a lady playing the piano. I saw her. She stood up. She was playing, where she sat down at the piano, upright, and she was playing. All of a sudden, she got the Holy Ghost on her. And she got up and she started playing that piano. I'm not going to say she looked like Jerry Lee Lewis, but that's a flashback, Stood up and she was beating that piano and the Holy Ghost was all over. And then I remember watching her turn around and doing the Holy Ghost dance. And the piano kept playing. Did not, I got cold chills all over me. I'm telling you, the whole house went crazy. We looked around and we saw smoke. So were people going, Pastor, the church is on fire. No, it wasn't on fire. It was the Shekinah glory coming down in the house, sitting on the congregation. They were Holy Ghost. I know some of you don't say, yeah, man, that man's from Mars. I don't know what he's talking about. No, I'm telling you. I want that fire. I want that anointing for my grandkids and my great-grandkids. I want that for my children. I want them to stay renewed day by day. I want them to know that God has his hand on their life. And there's a purpose for their life. They're not insignificant. They are needed and they're designed for this. You know what I want you to do this morning, if you'll help me? I want Pastor Hall to come. This is my buddy. Let me tell you, he's like a brother to me. I know we're family.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we've been friends for over 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing that connects us, hallelujah, is the love of God.
Amen.
And the love for the church.
Amen. Amen.
And we've both been through some stuff.
Amen.
We've gone through the test. But guess what? Look at us. We're still standing.
Still standing. Amen.
I want some of you to say, Pastor Hall, Pastor Springer, I just have felt so discouraged. I want you to come. Won't you let me lay my hands on you? And for us to anoint you and pray for you. To say, I want a fresh fire. I want a determination in my faith. To say, God, you've got good things in store for me. Would you come and just stand across here? You're saying, I need something from God. I need something in my life that's going to transform me and change me.
Turn around, face that way.
Yeah, I'm going to come down and go across.